Hey, everyone, it's the Patches and Stitches Simpsons Podcast Extravaganza. If you are wondering what makes up a good charm pack or how to set your corner triangle, you've come to the wrong podcast. This podcast is about Simpsons episodes, not about Patches and Stitches. We have different segments that make up our podcast, and one that we start with is just an overview of the episode that we watched previously. And Stitches, I'm going to name that segment. I'm going to call that the Rundown. So here with the Rundown this week is Stitches.
You do like naming things, the Rundown. All right, for this week's
Rundown, do you like it?
I do like it. Because it is, this one is going to be a Rundown. So this week we watched Season 1, Episode 7, Call of the Simpsons. In this week's episode, Homer gets jealous because Ned buys a huge RV, so he decides that he wants to go and buy a huge RV, but it's the Simpsons, so they don't have any money and they have bad credit, so they buy the worst RV in history, and they take this terrible recreational vehicle out camping, and Homer runs it off a cliff, so they're stranded. Well, they separate. Bart goes with Homer and Lisa stays with Maggie, or Lisa stays with Marge, and Maggie gets lost. Well, Maggie is found by a group of bears. Homer and Bart are just struggling in the forest, even though that Homer is a quote-unquote experienced woodsman, and Marge and Lisa thrive. And Homer and Bart get lost in the forest. Homer falls in mud and happens to be recorded by somebody who's shooting nature video. And this videographer thinks that he's Bigfoot. And then there's a huge news. We'd want to say that it goes viral that Bigfoot is living in the woods. Well, Marge and Lisa find their way out of the woods and discover that Homer is now known as Bigfoot. And they finally capture Homer. And after they do some testing, they realize he's either a above Patches. Do you remember how they put it?
You need me to jump in here?
Yeah, I do.
Either a brilliant beast or below average human.
Perfect.
Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. And that's where the episode ends. Let's talk Simpsons.
All right, so I thought the rundown was pretty good, except it did go long. But this episode was tough because it did have a couple twists, and one time they went three wide with the story plots. But the problem I have with your rundown is when you said it went viral. And I know you were struggling because back in the 80s or whatever, I don't know if this was in the 90s, it didn't go viral. What was the newspapers? What would we have called that back then? What did things do before they went viral?
It was big news, top news. It was the headlines.
It was getting headlines.
Getting headlines.
It was getting headlines. How about that one? What is that, right? Or it was the talk of the town.
It was the talk of the town. I don't, that's more like... small town. It was in the
This one, and
I don't know,
it was in the headlines because they did do the spinning newspaper reel thing with all the different headlines, which helped tell the plot a little bit and quicken the plot, but also had a lot of room for jokes in it. So let's say, yeah, it made headlines. And but there was also something that happened back then where people would like flock to an event. I don't think people do that anymore. Do you? Well, they do, don't they?
I don't. The Simpsons have done that a couple of times with like the UFO and the, you know, when they see the UFO in the forest.
No. I'm not talking about the Simpsons. I'm talking about like in reality and in real life.
Yeah. No. I'm getting to that point, but
okay.
So the Simpsons portray that people always go to these big events, but I don't. You know, protests are huge now.
Protests still draw people, but I think now that we have computers, I think everyone just sits on their ass and tells us what they think from home. Or just, you know, you can see what's going on the internet, right?
Right.
But it used to be that you actually, if you wanted like to be in the swing of stuff, you had to go. Because otherwise you were reading headlines. Even back then, I don't think cable news was like, you know, that wasn't very timely. So anyway, that's what caught me is when you said it went viral. I'm like, oh, back then things didn't go viral.
The rundown is hard because I went into this week thinking I'm going to give like the shortest, sweetest, just bullet point, done. And then of course, I didn't write anything down. So I got into it and I was just like, oh, I gotta say this part. I gotta say this part. Oh, what happened? And then I forget that we go over this in the podcast anyway. So
yeah, you did really good because you didn't. I'm glad you didn't step on all of our discussion points. I'm like, oh, he's gonna bring up this one. He's gonna talk about this. He's gonna step all over my material. Your rundown was fine.
All right, perfect.
And again, when we give rundowns, we're just trying to. It's better if listeners actually watch the episode. If they have to get the whole episode from our rundowns, then our podcast is not going to be very good.
You're missing out on something. Yep.
For us, it's fine. So let's jump right in. What part of the episode was your favorite, or what did you kind of like?
My favorite part, rewatching this episode, is buying the RV, of course.
Oh my god. I did not know how good that part was. That was, if they could have just had Homer with Bob the RV salesman the whole time, the whole episode, I think I would have been in heaven. I'd been just fine. I looked it up. I'm going to ask you a trivia question. I bet you know it. You know who did the voice?
Albert Brooks.
Yeah. Did you know that before?
I did not know that before. And that's what blew my mind about this episode. Because, you know, I'm a huge... I shouldn't say Albert Brooks fan, but I'm a huge Albert Brooks in the Simpson family fan.
I think most people are. I'm right. Yeah. That's why he made the movie. Like, Simpsons fans are like, this guy's a genius. Yes. On the Simpsons. And so I actually didn't even know, like, after the episode, I'm just like, this is, who did this voice? This is awesome. This guy is, this is Albert Brooks quality, you know, ad lib or going back and forth. And then I just looked it up tonight, and oh, it's Albert Brooks. Yes, of course. So anyway, that part is when, as Stitches said, when Homer goes to buy the RV, the Bob, the RV salesman, just, he is like the typical horrible predatory salesman that we all don't want to deal with. And the least, and they nailed it, is like the person who has the least ability to fend off a salesman would be Homer Simpson. Homer, they're coming. They called me right before you came. I think they're going to take it.
Oh, God. Well, here. All right. Before we get into Bob lines.
I got a couple.
I did a little research, and it's funny you say you could listen to a whole episode of those two talking, because I can't remember where I read it, but maybe Al Jean. No, I don't know. But they said that they had so much great improv from Albert Brooks that they could have done the whole episode just with him and Homer and that interaction.
Are you talking about this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he just went off on tangents, and I would love to hear.
You can just, can't you just tell that some of that's not scripted?
I don't know.
The way he's delivering the lines, he can't be reading it or even memorizing it. It's just like, some of it just seems like obviously some of it is scripted. You know, he's going off where they need to get him, because, like, I don't want to step on, I'll let you do some of the lines, but some of it is just, I think he's just, isn't it funny they did not bring him back for a long, long time then?
Well, here's my other little trivia is, did you notice what he was credited as at the end?
No, I looked. I tried to find it.
A. Brooks, because he didn't want, okay. he didn't know at that time if he wanted to be associated with a cartoon.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I thought I read somewhere that after, and I don't know what episode, but after Michael Jackson, Dustin Hoffman wouldn't do their full credit. I thought The Simpsons said, we're done with that. You need to put your real name down.
I don't know. I guess full credit, and A. Brooks is different than...
And making up a fake name?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's get to the lines. Did you have a favorite one?
This is 20 years ago, and it still rings so true to how people market today. I mean, the sign on the back wall, the one that really caught my attention was bad credit, ? Good. And I was like, that's exactly how slick car dealers are trying to market their.
Oh, yeah. We have one in our community that just, it's horrible. Bad credit, no credit, doesn't matter. And you're just like, of course it matters. Oh, could it not matter? Unless you got cash, cold hard cash, homie. Credit is a big time. That's all. It's like, oh, it's disgusting.
I like the part. I like the part where Homer goes, "Oh, I should talk to my wife," and he's like, "Look at that! Look at those people over there. Do they? You don't look like somebody who needs to go talk to those people. You make decisions for yourself," or something like that. I don't know. It was.
No, we should have wrote down some of his lines. The one that I remember though was when Homer, if it was up to me, I'd give you this car without checking your credit, but I don't own the store. Now my name's on the sign out there, but that doesn't mean it owns it. That just means something else. And then he puts Homer's credit into the computer and the siren goes off.
Yes.
And Homer's like, "Is that siren good? Homer, have you ever known a siren to be good?" Oh my God, that one was. That's where I thought maybe he was ad-libbing. Have you ever known a siren to be good?
Here's my question for you: do you think that somebody watched this? One of the Simpson producers watched this episode like years later, and were like, "Oh, this is funny stuff." But what happens if instead of Bob being against Homer Simpson, if he was 100% for Homer Simpson, and that's how they wrote the Hank Scorpio episode?
I think some version of that is probably true, where some producer or writer is like, Al Brooks nailed it, and in some way, in some fashion, we need to get him back here, and yeah, we can't have him being against Homer. Yeah, I think, I don't know how, like, if someone watched the episode, or if they just always had it in the back of their mind, like, we gotta get him back somehow.
Gotta get out.
And Hank Scorpio, I mean, we haven't, yeah, that one's even more classic, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's... so I agree. That was most certainly the best part. Woods part when they're camping. This was back when the Simpsons tried to have a moral sometimes, or have something. And so they definitely played it hard, where Homer thought he was a big man and Marge and Lisa did much better surviving the wilderness than he and Bart did.
Yeah.
One thing I remember about this episode, watching it the first time, because I remember watching the first season, was that Bart and Homer were always against each other, and they were antagonists, and they were just, and that was really humorous, and it's great, but I remember it kind of not sitting well with me. So I remember this episode being like Homer and Bart were working together.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Did that kind of rub you at all in this one? Like, hey, Bart and Homer aren't the same team in this one. Probably not, because maybe you don't have that perception. That I remember the first season, it was supposed to be Bart versus Homer almost every episode.
I don't know, Bart versus Bart the general, they kind of do the same thing where Homer takes Bart's side and, you know, takes him under his wing and gives him advice on how to fight bullies and stuff like that. So I feel like they try to do this. It seems like all, like, they're really pushing the family dynamic of the Simpsons in this episode.
So here's one of those first off the wall questions for you. Was there a time that you remember where, like, with our father, that you kind of realized that he wasn't perfect, that he didn't know what he was doing?
Maybe it was probably later in life.
Yeah, not too early.
No, not too early.
Yeah, that's good.
How about you?
No, I don't. It was probably later in life. The one thing I remember about Dad was he wasn't great with cars. I never thought him. I remember being young, being like, he's not. He never loved to get, like, underneath the hood. I mean, he wasn't horrible. He could change oil or something, but he was never like. There were other fathers who loved to work on cars, and Dad did not.
No.
But I never really saw him as, like, a buffoon, as, like, not knowing what to do, like Homer was in this episode.
See, I related way more to Homer in this episode with where they lose the camper and they're lost, and he's like, everything is gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be okay. I'm just gonna walk over here and just see how it is. And then he just goes and he's like, we are totally screwed. We're all gonna die. Like, just faking it until you make it, kind of thing. Like. That's what as a father, that's what I'm doing all the time now. And I can relate to Dad in that way, because I feel like that's how he was too. But that's more looking back at things.
and no, I think everyone, hopefully everyone who's listening will watch the episode, but in when he does that, there's actually a canyon that when he says, "I don't know what I'm doing, we're screwed," it echoes and the whole family can hear. Some other things I remember back in this episode where, so they take it three wide with the storyline, and when Maggie goes off by herself and Marge and Lisa think she's with the guys and the guys think she's back at camp with the ladies, and then she runs in with the bears. I remember this episode thinking, like, how are they going to make this character that doesn't talk? How are they going to make that story interesting really at all?
Right.
And that was actually more interesting than Marge and Lisa back at camp.
Right.
Yeah. So that's one of those things that pretty impressive about The Simpsons. Like, they can make a character that can't talk, make it, you know, still funny and somewhat interesting.
Well, not only could the bears not talk, but Maggie couldn't talk, so that it was all silent film, yep, basically.
It was all visual, yep, yeah. Yep.
And that was great. And they played into that. They had the bears bring her toys. They had the bears steal food for her and everything. So, or the bottle for her. What did you think about that guy?
The guy who was a jerk at camp?
Yeah. He's like, oh, come on.
I liked him.
Yeah.
I loved it. Because then the bears did steal his stuff or whatever. Yeah. He was a jerk. They nailed that
one. They nailed that one.
So my favorite was, yeah, Bob the Salesman. And then I liked the Bigfoot stuff. And I thought the camping was kind of the... got us from A to B.
Yeah, that was definitely act two. Just let's get us there.
Just kind of like, okay.
I feel like this episode had a lot of... underlining, and not so much underlining, but man versus woman kind of thing, because there's
a little bit,
you know. Yeah. So I don't know if that was something that Simpsons was pushing early on, and they're
a little bit with Lisa. Yeah, they kind of did a boy and girl thing. I wrote a little note that says I enjoyed the opening. I believe, like, was there like no couch gig? Did they just sit on the couch this time?
There was no couch gig, and
was straight, right? They just go and sit on the couch.
Yeah. And that's funny that you say that, because I did not write that down. But now that flashback to watching with the kids, and my son was like, hey, they didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. They sat on the couch, and you're just like, okay. And I love it, because you're always like, when is it going to happen? It didn't.
And I was like, shut up. Daddy's writing his notes. And they're like, Daddy, why do you write notes while you watch The Simpsons?
Yeah, because they're really useful.
Because I'm a Simpson addict. What's an addict, Daddy? Oh, God, I don't want to talk about this right now.
You really have that conversation?
Some of it. Some of it was in my head. You know, one thing I noticed right away from this episode is the soundtrack was pretty good. Like when the...
Siri, Sarah. That one? Or what? Oh, what other part? Sarah.
What part is that, was where they're going through the forest?
The woods camping, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
What part, what other soundtrack, what were you thinking?
I don't know, I wrote it down, and it must have, maybe just that song that really...
That is the only song, I think, so you really like that song. You know the title? I don't even know what that song is, but we sing it every Oktoberfest, right?
You know, one thing I remember from this episode that kind of still creeps me out is the whole... them losing their clothes and getting naked and covering themselves with branches, with bushes.
I remember that when I was little. I did not creep me out this time. That was creepy to you.
just when he's like, put a little mud here. I don't know. I was like, where? What? What is happening? How are you working things? I don't know.
I remember when I watched it though. That was unsettling. Yeah, because it's kind of like a fear, right? Like you're out in the woods and you lose all your clothes.
Right.
And
I was thinking, like, I wonder if, see, I always think that people get their ideas from The Simpsons, so, because that's where I steal all my ideas from. I was wondering if the producers of Naked and Afraid watched this episode and were like, oh, let's do a show where people get lost in the forest and they have to be naked.
I think that's like a fear. I think it's a fear of people, and I think Simpsons used it, but whatever. If you want to say everything comes back to Simpsons, I'm not going to argue with you. Not on the podcast. All right. You want to go to jokes or nuggets?
I want to go to nuggets.
Nuggets. Nug. Can we call them nugs? Can we shorten it up?
No.
What's your nug?
No. But there will be no shortening of nuggets.
Okay.
My main one this week was the bunny that they trap, or that they tried to trap, is Matt Groening's cartoon bunny from Life is Hell or whatever it is.
Is it really?
Yes. And I don't think I looked at, well, I looked up the name of his cartoon, but I knew the minute I saw that, because they always reuse it. I think Maggie starts carrying around a bunny just like that.
Okay.
But I remember that being good part being funny, and the kids really laughed at that when he tries to trap the bunny and it flings across the valley.
That's funny. That's a kid. That's a good joke. But the good nugget, if you pulled that one on, I would never have known that. That's interesting. All right, so I have a few here, and I cheated this week.
Okay.
Stitches, I paused it. It was going into the episode beginning, The Simpsons, and they come over the hill, and they're going through town right before they show the school, and they don't show that part anymore of the opening. And I saw that there was a sign before they, like, when they're going through the town, downtown area, and they show the school, so I had to pause it and see it. And the sign says semi-painless dentistry. It's kind of funny, but I mean, like, you know,
right.
I put it in there. And like I said, I had to pause it to see it. I thought we agreed that we wouldn't do that.
No, I think you can. I think it's fine to pause. I think it's I think it's more work, and it depends on how much work you want to really put in.
Which is not much.
Not much.
Their little newspaper of the Bigfoots. Did you see what it was called?
The name of the newspaper?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I did.
The National Informer.
Okay.
And here's a little nugget, and I don't know if this is completely a nugget or just observation, but in this one where Marge had to talk about her Bigfoot husband, and the reporter asking her all the questions, what's his favorite food? And do you know what his favorite food was?
Pork chops.
Pork chops. The Simpsons have been very consistent throughout the whole everything that Homer's favorite food is pork chops.
Yeah, that's true.
I think to this day, like, if, and I guess it just really hit me when I saw this one from the first season. I'm like, really? You know, because I've seen in other episodes that his favorite food is pork chops. I don't know about you, but pork chops, not my favorite, right? They're not bad.
No, they're not bad, but yeah.
And with some potatoes, you're like, but his favorite food has always been pork chops. Do you agree?
I would agree, yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
Are pork chops a thing that people really like?
I mean, I've had good pork chops. You put gravy on them, and if they're, you know, tender and good, I've had pork chops that were more closer to jerky, but, right. You know, I don't, it'd be funny to, you know, can that be our poll question? Are we doing poll questions?
We are for sure doing poll questions.
Okay, let's ask that poll question. Does anyone have pork chop as their favorite food? I'm going to say it's not mine.
I would also agree with that. But, you know, at the end of the episode, they give him pork chops, and he asked for applesauce. And
yes.
And that's a thing, right? Like, I feel like...
Yeah, you have applesauce pork chops. Oh, yeah.
I feel like the Brady Bunch was famous for, like, pork chops and applesauce or something like that.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar? Is something on the Brady Bunch with pork chops and applesauce?
No, I thought the Brady Bunch was famous for the actors having sex with each other. Wasn't that a thing? I don't know. Maybe it was pork chops. I don't know. Who knows? Let's move on to jokes. Did you catch any funny jokes besides the Bob ones?
I like the whole Bigfoot section. No, I did not write down any jokes that I like, to be honest with you.
Okay. Oh, I found another nugget. Can I go back to nuggets?
Yes, because I also had nuggets that you just breezed past.
Oh, no. Sorry. The other nugget I quickly saw was that when Homer and Bart were going back to town to try to save everyone, that when they panned back to Marge and Lisa, Marge had already made a rake out of sticks to clean up camp. a camp that really didn't exist at that time, but she was already raking.
That is good.
What were your nuggets that I stepped on? Your nugs.
Along with the pork chops thing is that they introduced Bart's lucky red hat in this episode. And they keep that going for years.
Well, they even named it as Lucky Red Hat.
Right.
They don't do it anymore, do they? Have you seen the Lucky Red Hat lately?
That's a good question. Not that I remember. I feel like season 10 it's still around, but after that.
Why did you pick season 10?
I have no clue.
Not 11.
You know, from season.
All right. What were your?
Are we going to jokes? You're
going
now?
Back to jokes. All right, dude, let's go to the jokes.
And think you got to think about a name or a name for the jokes. We can't just call it jokes.
The joke time. The good. All right.
All right.
I'll be on it.
That's your homework for next week. I liked how when they're doing the news reports about Bigfoot, that he's like they have to cut away from the president's speech to cover Bigfoot. That was my favorite part.
I forgot that. I did not write that one, but that's a good one. Mine was when they finally take him down with the dart, the
tranquilizer.
Tranquilizer. Homer goes, "Avenge me, son. Avenge my death." And then he starts snoring. That was funny. Or when the other one I wrote down was when they were driving and to go camping, and Marge says, "Homer, are you going to look at the maps?" And he goes, "Maps."
That's funny. I was just looking at my notes and I had written the whole thing. Maps? Question mark.
Maps.
Oh, that was pretty good Homer, like an old version of Homer. Did you try to do his voice?
I go into his voice now as I age. I mean, I think it just comes, just happens. Quick, another off the wall question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever believe in Bigfoot?
I really did not. And I still don't.
You've never ever like, maybe it's out there.
No, not really. I think Bigfoot was always presented as a fake thing to me, though. Do you know? Does that make sense? Like, nobody ever was like...
Yeah, but then what do you think of, like, what's the Bigfoot shows that were popular 5 years ago or whatever? Finding Bigfoot?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's...
So you just thought those people were just kind of kooky, too?
I think there's things out there that we haven't discovered, but, I mean, I don't think that there's a Bigfoot walking around. I remember seeing the footage of Bigfoot and being like, "Eh, looks like a guy in a monkey suit."
Okay.
I can fake it. I don't know.
I don't believe in Bigfoot, but I think probably in my youth at one point, I'm like, I wonder if there's a Bigfoot out there. All right. Show stealer. I think I'm guessing. Go ahead.
All right. I am going to go... For my show stopper this week, it is actually the group of bears.
What? You're trying too hard.
Well, we'll see how you do on show stopper, but let me just say that they carry that whole second act. I mean, without them, Maggie dies in the forest. So if you don't think that's a big part in this episode, then and they do some funny stuff. The part where they're shooting the news story and the camera guy or the anchor's like, "Get those bears out of here," and the producer has to go over there and be like, bears leave, and they're just like, "Meh, fine, I don't know, whatever."
I'm not anti-bears, but at no point should you have called them your showstopper. But it's your, I can't, you know me, I like to tell you what to do, but you'd still do what you want.
All right, well,
you know my showstopper,
just,
right?
Just pick Bob and then move on.
It's Bob, man. Yes, it's Bob.
That's not pretty.
You didn't pick him because you knew I was going to pick him. Man, Bob. He stopped the show. You know he did.
Bob was great. Great, but he was in a small little tiny portion of the... I know, that doesn't matter.
Who's better, Bob or the Bears?
The Bears still suck.
That's what I thought. right.
Bob was great. The Bears were important. There we go.
No. I'm gonna go. You've been going first, and I don't like how you just did showstopper. So now I'm gonna do a rating myself.
All right.
I'm gonna give it 5 out of 8 pork chops this week. Thought it was a good episode. If I had to talk to a Simpsons fan and they asked me, should I watch this episode? I'd say, you probably want to watch it just to see Bob the Salesman. But overall, like we said, Act 2 was not overly funny. The Bigfoot stuff was somewhat funny.
Did you give it a 4 out of 5?
I think I gave it 5 out of 8 pork chops.
5 out of 8.
Okay. There was funny things. The rabbit getting slingshot, that was funny.
I give this episode 3 out of 10 bears. Because...
Wow. But what? Now, understand, listeners, that bears are really special.
So they're not... this is not as bad a rating as it may seem. No, I went into this episode thinking... I hate this episode. I don't want to watch this episode.
Why did we watch it? Then why did we pick this one?
I said, because you said, oh, let's watch something from season one. And then you picked this one. Or maybe I said it. Because I remember like not liking this one. I was like, well, maybe I need to give it a better.
You picked the episode. Go ahead.
And I probably
so you came in with a
I probably went in sour with a, note. I probably went in with a, this is 2. But I went, it upped a little bit because of Bob. But Bob was in for just like a very short period of time.
Oh, I agree.
You needed, if you would have brought Bob in the third act or something like that. I mean, this could have been a classic episode.
Have Bob just come back to the third act. I don't know how they could. He walks in.
They try to return the RV or something like that. I don't know. The Bigfoot stuff is funny, but then it becomes the whole thing, and I'm just like, I don't know.
All right, Sitches, you're not a big fan of this episode, but if people are listening, they have found our podcast. How should they promote our podcast if they think their friends should listen to us?
They should. Word of mouth is the best way. Tell your friends to listen where they listen to podcasts. Patches and Stitches, Simpson Podcast Extravaganza.
Because, I mean, we want to make headlines, right?
We do want to make headlines. We want to... What was the other one you said?
Oh, man.
Hit the clicker? No, I don't know.
That was a long time ago. Anyway, 'tis the season, so next week we will be looking at Season 2 and Episode 3, Treehouse of Horror. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm excited.
You gonna watch that one with the kids?
You know, I'll probably preview the episode and see what...
That's exactly what I just thought, too. I'm like, maybe not. We'll have to look at it again.
I don't know which episode this one is. I don't remember it, you know, off the top of my head. But if it comes in 3 parts, which they mostly do, do we rank the whole episode or do we rate each section for next?
We'll probably do both.
Okay.
We'll have to rate the whole episode and then, but like we just did with this one, we broke it down by segment. So obviously we're going to say which one is our favorite. But I already know which one's my favorite, by the way.
You looked into it. I haven't looked into it.
No, from memory, bro.
I feel like I remember which one this is. Come on.
Enjoy watching Simpsons, people.
Bye, everybody. And roll the outro.
The Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast Extravaganza is brought to you by the Patches and Stitches Family Foundation. So, did you like the show? I bet it was really good.